What about the option of ipi/nivo in non-small cell? Obviously, your institution's done a lot of work on that. What do we know about that at this point?
Yeah, I feel like those of us who have used it are the advocates, and those who review the data are either scared off by its toxicity profile or really holding out for some more survival data. What we know so far is that, as anticipated, it's harder than single-agent immunotherapy. The toxicities, while comparable, all happen at probably increased rate and increased severity, but they are all manageable when the drugs are dosed appropriately and the toxicities are managed appropriately. We know that when compared to chemotherapy, it's better in certain subsets of patients, particularly in those with heavily mutated tumors. Now, tumor mutation burden has been put forth both with single agent and with combination therapies as a potential predictive biomarker. And the immunobiologic rationale there is that the mutations in the tumor may create neoantigens that help the body's own immune system react to the tumor in the patient. And that's a hypothesis. We have not proven that yet, but it seems to make a lot of sense rationally. So in these tumors that are highly mutated, the advantage of ipi/nivo is really the durability of response. So if you look at those Kaplan-Meier curves presented in the 227 data, there's a really nice long plateau to the response data. And that is unfortunately something we don't see in the combination chemo immunotherapy studies.
What do we know at this point specifically about benefit as it relates to TMB?
I'll sort of answer a different question. Who is the population in whom you'd consider ipi/nivo? I think the data with ipi/nivo was based upon a rationally designed and selected and subsequently validated cut point of TMB compared to the overall population and looking at the study populations. People argue that TMB is just another assay. It's not validated. It's hard to figure out. But if we are increasingly using next-generation sequencing, we now have published data to show that these gene panels, such as MSK Impact or FoundationOne, can be utilized looking at the mutation rate just in the already available data. And it equally as well predicts the benefit to immune checkpoint inhibitor as whole exome sequencing. So, who is the patient we would think about ipi/nivo? I would say patients whose tumors are heavily mutated yet don't highly express PD-L1.
And can you think of a patient where outside of a trial you've used ipi/nivo?
I will say I've offered and even twisted the arm of a few patients with heavily mutated tumors who did not express PD-L1 or had 1% expression. But there is a substantial amount of advertising in the US society, and most of them come asking for pembrolizumab. So, a patient who I had recommended ipi/nivo, but ultimately opted for the KEYNOTE-189 regimen with chemo immunotherapy.
Interesting.